No return, no return, no return. There's no return, no return. Yo, scientists gather in a secret place to debate. They photographed the Earth from space and saw my face. They tried to translate the innate Asiatic shape before the final earthquakes came, but it was too late. Only 1/8 of the human race escaped the space. They were chased by flying phenomena to the lunar base. Flotillas and space centers, lasers probe the entrance. DNA code sensors reject old genetics. I presented my cosmic clearance to a patrol of medics. I was injected with sodium pentothal and questioned. I relayed the message the way I was trained to remember it. I showed them the keypad code and told them to enter it. I told them which alphanumeric buttons were sensitive. He snatched it out of my hand and started a precedent. I told him detonation was definite if he kept it, and he never quit. He just lost his temper and flipped. I bowed my head like I guess this is it. My ears popped, the music stopped, and I couldn't hear shit. Jamal, and he'd be with me till 4. He said the escort service a call, and the package would be waiting for me at the window. I said thanks, he grabbed my bags fast and put them in the trunk. Then he ran around to the front, slammed it in gear, pulled off slow, winded down his window and asked me if I minded if he smoked. I said no, we drove off, cut my cell phone off. Then I swallowed a tablet of Zoloft, went to sleep and woke up feeling kinda lost. I asked him what the weather's been like lately. He said he doesn't mind the heat and hates the AC. Said he had a son who was 18 and made beats, and I happened to be his favorite MC. I said for real, that's crazy, I'll meet him later. Yo Jamal, could you please do me a favor? When we get to the corner, stop at the bodega. Hopped out the car, walked inside. The store stereo was playing Feliz Navidad. Got a pack of condoms and walked to the back of the line. There was three Taliban that was talking very loud. One reached in his backside and pulled out a Beretta gun. The last word I heard myself say was a four-letter one. He looked me in the eye and said the crime is never done. Cause there's no return, no return. There was an explosion in the red zone. We were ordered to get ready to go and to get into our bioweapons, protective gear and clothes. I rode shotgun, my partner Ramirez drove. GPS control gave us coordinates where to go. Soon as we got there, I could feel the hot air. For a second I stopped and stared, there was cops everywhere. I told them we need to get a square perimeter clear. We got an hour till nightfall, so light some flares. I said a 20-second prayer and ran to the second chair. The lift that was there, then I waved my hands up in the air. Signal that it was clear before I ran upstairs. I could barely see, smoke was so thick in the air. I was visibly impaired and started to get scared. I heard a woman scream help, but I didn't know where. I started screaming back, I'm not gonna leave you here. Saying to myself, damn, it's hard to breathe in here. Searched the rooms one by one like fuck my lung. Ramirez said the fire truck got stuck by the front. I crawled all the way through the foyer to the end of the hallway and seen her on the floor next to the doorway. I was half unconscious, but I just ignored the pain. To her feet, then she had an arm and a brace. All this tar like black stuff was all on her face. I radioed Ramirez coughing and trying to explain. I heard him say something to me like, it's all in flames. There was ceiling debris falling all over the place. I looked it in her eyes, she looked in the mind, it was strange. Then I blinked for the last time and never saw her again.